Hey, DDF.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to see where the machines are at, because based off of the DMR network, I kind of know where I can and can't go. So if there's not anything due north of me, or due south of me, or due east of me, I'm probably going to be a no-go on that unless I roll around with an HT.
Yeah, and Macomb County, you know, like I said, what John said, I mean, you get it, and then it's quiet and quiet and quiet and quiet and quiet, and then all of a sudden everybody starts talking on it, then it goes for a long time without it. It is a very niche protocol, and the coverage is not, you know, analog is or DMR is, and that's probably why it is. And then the other hiccup is, you know, you have to have an expensive radio. You're not going to go buy a $50 Bofang and get there. So, and then you have to know what you're doing. You know, there's a lot of things that are particular about it, but it is quiet for the most part, but it is pleasant, but it does get quiet. A little bit more laid back too, you know, like, you know, pick it up and, you know, hey, Sean, you know, type thing. So that kind of thing is kind of cool, but definitely not for the guy that doesn't know how to program his own radios, you know, that type of thing. And there's a lot to it, you know, the network access codes and the talk groups, and there's a lot to it. And it's the strangest programming software you've ever seen. Start from the top and work your way down, right, Sean?